Hey. Oh, I guess music's working. Okay. Yay. I was just going around thinking of something. I was watching a whole bunch of videos. I turned the music off. Turn it back up later. So I was thinking, you know, there are a lot of kids. They're doing covers on '80s, like medals and stuff. And I'm watching them play, they're not like, it's like, it sounds great, but it sounds a little weird. It's like, it's missing something. I don't know what it is. Something do, something don't. It's called hammering. What's hammering? It's downpick all the time. No strumming at all. Not even... You can hear the difference already. If I can get the mic close enough. Let me see. This is alternate picking. This is down picking. Or, no, alternate picking. Then come. Right, it's different. So I was thinking, like, I just thought about this one song. Came out in my head. Is Stand Up and Shout by Dio. I think it's about some of the kids cover, but they were playing. Yeah, it's a little hard to play like this, but yeah. But it's supposed to play. Yeah. Right. There's a difference. One sec. Right. That's alternate picking, but down picking, hammering. Cool. There's a difference. There's a pause. Like you have to mute when you down pick. So it becomes that was the thing. That was it. So I was just like, oh, holy cow. Like, even there's I don't know how to play this one. But that's okay, single net, but that's what dump. You can't say went to the Austin pick country. Not country music. Sounds very folk. That's alternate picking. That's folky. Metal, you can't. Metal's hammer. Always. Punk is hammer, always. You just have to learn how to down pick all of that. Because in the beginning it's hard. But after a while, practice it. Down picking, it's like, oh, it's nothing. No, I'm just so I just watch a whole bunch of videos. Yeah, I mean, it's nice. Okay, Sometimes they dump eggs. A lot of things they do alternate picking, like they do the dance. No. No. Well, maybe I'm old school. They probably call me Boomer. You Boomer metalhead. Boomer. Oh, not Boomer. Gen X. We don't care. But it's like, hey, do you hammer? Or are you just floppy? That's what my friend used to say. Do you hammer? I said, yeah, of course. Like, I met so many people. You know, no. I'm getting auditions. Like, kid, come on. Do alternate picking. Crap, it's floppy. It's like, they don't understand what hammer means. So, really wants, if you learn how to play guitar, you want to play metal, best person to watch is James Hetfield up close. Even the studio stuff. Like, see how fat, like, it just, right? That's the only way to play it. Because that's the music it was made for. You can do the muted alternate picking with one string. Yeah, that's fine. You'll be doing the thrash metal stuff. It's just... No, yeah, can't help it. Like, you hear this riff? It's all down pick. You can't alternate pick that at all. At all. It just sounds floppy. That's what a lot of bands will make. You know, I see them and it's just like, oh, alternate picking. It's like, oh. There's certain times for alternate picking. Like playing classicals and stuff, yeah. Playing like folk music, yeah. Like jazz, sometimes you go back. Depends. Then play classic rock, maybe. Yeah. They were made for that, right? But like metal, no. Okay, no. Just doesn't work. Doesn't work at all. Don't play heavy music, you gotta be heavy. Just like anything else, you want to do this, you gotta be like that. I want to be something. It's just like, okay, here's a good another one. Simulations. Driving simulations. I just got invited to this really cool thing. It's Japanese server. It's the highway, the city highway. So Koto something, I forgot. It was nice. I say no, I'd rather go do the hot labs. No, she left. Say why? Like, we learn how to drive, like you mean it. A lot of people got offended when I said that. I was like, no. You want to be a race car driver? Yeah. So learn how to drive like you mean it. You mean like this it. Like do the most difficult thing you can possibly do and come on top of it. But don't overhead. Don't gung-ho. Learn everything, a little piece of it. Every little piece of that track. The elevation and stuff and that. You master that one, then you can go to the other tracks and be like, oh, I can't remember this elevation with this thing. And that's why Nosh Life is such a excellent testing ground for cars. A lot of car companies do that. Like every car company just about have a lab on the or nearby track where they test their new cars, test and see how it works, all that stuff. Now, some of them test after they sell it off to become like these big companies, sell it off to public first. Then they test it there, then they modify it, then say, oh, we need to call you in for something else in there. What they do, software stuff. It's a lot of stuff is driven by software. Cool part is now including Porsche. Let me see. Toyota did it. Honda did it a long time ago. Mazda's doing it. Well, Honda's going to do EV, but Honda might keep the Civic. Honda Civic with the manual shift. So Mazda's doing it. Toyota's just announced that their Supra is going to be manual shipped. The special one you want to buy. Get a manual shipped. And Porsche just said, we're going to put a manual shift. You know, to keep that alive. Which is a great thing. Because it's nothing like it at all. So anyway, so there's just certain things. Just anything with life, whatever you do, just you better do it. You don't have to do it like you mean it, but if you want success, you better do it like you mean it. Better work at it. No slacking off. This is like every day you gotta be thinking about how do I do this? How do I change this way? And I was like, oh, I do this a little bit today, then I go out, do something else. Like, no, you gotta spend at least an hour or two. And that's what traditional school taught you. They teach you that. I don't know how they do it now today. But it was push, right? And the parents were wise enough back then to tell you, like, even the professors one time, I know you're trying, but I don't think this class is for you. And you might be disappointed, but then you think about, maybe you're correct. Maybe I'll find something else. Right? You got part of aptitude, but you can't not progress. They tell you, like, but I don't know, like, what's going on with the, after I left college, I felt that they were easier going. They started teach professors that were slacking off, or they're not saying stuff. So I'm just wondering, did they get sued or something? I don't know what it is. I was pushed a tiny bit. It's like to the right direction. It's like you need to, certain things are not for you. They know. But you have the aptitude for something else. Aha. Uh-huh. Yeah, it's just like, why were my, not illustrated? I guess illustrated. they called the mechanicals, illustration mechanical typography professor tell me that I should become a radio host. So you have the name, like, just, you should become a something. He saw it. So I'm doing a podcast now. Just like, yeah, maybe I should try that. No, I mean, this is years and years later. I go, well, nothing else to do. Bored. Okay, I'll try it. It took a little while. Like this podcast. It was on Spreaker first. It was a totally different name. I took it out. Canceled it. Like, yeah, I don't need it. But in the beginning, I had to write it down, all the sorts of stuff, topics, all that thing. Then I just felt that it wasn't smooth. You know, I wasn't going, it wasn't really live, I guess, like what I'm doing now. Just thoughts, right? It was just like, topic, and everybody's doing that. It's not very open. Like, so okay, I'm gonna change my podcast to open. It's just like, forget about this list. Let me think of something and try to remember it next day, or I see something, try to remember it, or pick a word or subject where I start. I'm like, oh, like today, I'm just thinking about that down picking. I'm like, oh, and do things that you mean. Do things. Learn how to do things. And doing things like you mean it. That. Those two came up in my head. So, yeah. That's what today's podcast is about. Maybe. I don't know. I might switch. See, anyway, I haven't said welcome to Studio to Rock, so welcome to Studio to Rock's life. Coffee. Have some coffee ready, then I could do the longo stuff. Just think about it. No, I haven't had my Ormos. That's why I typed in, I forgot my Ormos. I haven't had it for weeks. So I took some Ormus today. It actually does, within like a few minutes later, like awake, and it's like, it's great. I love this stuff. It's good for you. And of course, I have the donut holes. The donut balls. But the munchkin balls. Donuts. Not holes. Hey, it's not profanity. That's what it says on the label. Okay. Crazy. You know what not holes is? There was, you know, a peanut. You got that little tip. That tip, if it's missing, wherever that hole is, yeah, you know what it is. That's not hole. Ding, 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 ding. Beep, 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 beep. Why people are going crazy. I don't know. People are going crazy with Elon. I don't think he listened to this. Baby, you're Elon. Oh. Can I tweet that? what this podcast is going to be. How do you tweet? You see how my fellow liberals, conservatives, year 2008. So he thinks what a lot of us wound up going right. I was like where he is now, 2020. That's how I am. I'm more conservative than I'm liberal. But since I worked in graphics and the media, entertainment, fashion, business, so I sort of went to left a little bit. Like, okay, I can see your point. No, but I'm more conservative on certain things. But there's certain things in super far right, and just what? Whoa! No! So can't have that. Can't live like that. Woke extremist. Yeah. It's just tipping. I don't know what it is. From right point of view, they're crazy. But the from left point of view, right is crazy. But just, you know. Calling each other names. One thing is that the right hammers, the left flops. It's true. Even though they say, yeah, we're aggressive, but you alternate picking aggressively on the right. No, just like mean it. They really mean it. From a U.S. Marine 22 fighting Russia has passed away. Wife and a newborn. So why? Was hired to fight alongside Ukraine. Okay. He was hired. Well, Ukraine is fighting for. I don't know what. I don't know. Story is so mixed up. I just bypassed it. Makes no sense. Here's an AI algorithm. No, your post. You, maybe they're like watching my search or something. Well, I don't know. Maybe I telepathically send them a message. I just think, no, they haven't done a Liz Hurley thing for a long time. Then all of a sudden, guess what? Today, I see Liz Hurley, Mike, with Jennifer Aniston. Oh, Jennifer, ex-Jennifer. It's like, whoa. Ageless beauties. Kylie Minogue. She's still around. Wow. They came back. How did they come back? Why thought of them come back? What did they did you know, post? Someone in your post send out a signal and I grabbed it. Mass consciousness. It's like I'm gonna send a signal. the masses. The next day, like, oh, hey. I don't know what's going on, but the whole world is going nuts. Now there's everybody's watching the debt thing. I don't know. Yeah, no. I'm not touching that thing. Makes it just, you know, I'm sure it's interesting, but your life is. People will watch this all the time. See, your life is so terrible, so boring that you have to watch this. Feel better. Is it like that? Or is it something else? Just like an inquiring mind want to know thing. I want to know. I guess they do. Kate Moss' sister is doing nude. Okay. This is post. I'm bypassing post. No. I'm not. The whole world is going crazy. Amazon sliding, Apple slumping, everybody's slumping. I mean, just look at what inventories. Look where we are and all the stupid things. And you know, chip shortage. But now the chip is coming back. So what was the shortage about? Who did what? When? They said it's tons of stuff. Just nobody's shipping it. So, I heard stories that people in the ship are not doing anything because they're part of union. And the union says, no, don't do nothing. You get paid for doing nothing. So what's this about, right? Will we find out? Now, I have a guess. I have a really good guess. Is that somebody from the big guys up in controllers, big guys, came down and said, we gotta starve people. We gotta make them, and then we push them down so the middle class is done. Let's do it. How we do it? Promote money first, then we give the money to these people. It's like, don't work, just go home. You get cash. You get cash for free. Do nothing. Now the whole world, half the population is doing nothing now. And it's like, I don't need to do that. I don't need to go McDonald's, do my job. No, I don't need to go there. Do my job. Who wants to flip burgers all day? I get paid for this doing nothing. It's probably better. So, but more people are online now, of course. Unbelievable. So supply chain screwed up. That's why everything, they say future slides, well, of course. They're printing more money too. It's like crap, right? Hey, but Central Africa is adopting Bitcoin as a legal tender. Ooh, I saw that news. I'm just like, let me check the price. And guess what? BTC price is down. So what? Huh? What? What's going on? I thought it was supposed to go up when you hear that news. It's just weird. Whole world's mad. But anything else with the just wait. I have to say video card industry is the price came down a lot. So I'm looking for the Nvidia, looking for the Founder series. So I found a few. So I might actually go get one. Why not? Like, my computer deserve it. But the only thing is that I can get that thing, but then within like a year or two, I have to update everything else. So it's like, should I do this completely or should I just change certain parts and get a new case? And take this, the case I have right now, just pull it aside or sell it off, give it away. I don't know yet. I put something else on there. Actually, I could put the other one. I have a rendering one. You just use that. Use for that. Like, maybe. We'll see. What else is new? What else is there? What else is there? Today's day. It's kind of like that kind of day. I don't know what else is there, really. Design world. I have to figure out how to do that in tweet. I should make a soundbite on those. Yeah, design, I don't know. But I did see 11 of the most under threat modern building in America. Just one in Miami. It's like, oh, I remember that. It's for the racing stuff. They stopped it, so things coming down. Just get rid of it. Don't save it. Don't use it. Don't save it. Just let it crumble. There's some few buildings really cool, but most of them just the weirdest one is the JP Morgan. You look at the way they did it, they even think of something. Epstein Island, the Greek thing, Greek, the blue and white, is it Greek? Or something else. I don't know. Something's just very blocky. The only one I thought was really nice was Weyerhaeuser Federal Way near Seattle, Washington. That was kind of cool because it's got overgrown grass. So, okay. Everything else, it's a square box. Let it rot. It's a box. Who cares? I mean, there's history, yeah, but, you know. Hey, what did previous civilization think? About their architecture. All buried. Oh, we gotta save it. No. The one thing I really like about what Japan does is they, some of the old buildings is, well, we don't need this new, let's take it down. The old, let's take it. It's for safety. Let's build something else cooler in place of it, but it will fit in with the rest of the scenery. And they do it. It's like, wow, beautiful. Yeah, so it just, holy cow, man. Japan tallest building, so they make it a tallest building near the tower. Well, looks like the Paris thing. Sanjo Tokyo. Okay. It looks like the Times Square one. How's this different from the other? It's all mirrors. So are you gonna, when the sun hits it, are you gonna burn it off? Burn something off? Building next door. Like, oh my god. Oh. But I don't know. I don't know about these things. Looks nice. They have one similar in Taito. Speaking like American, Taiwan, Taichung, not Taichung, Taiwan. They have some similar. I was on top of it. Took some pictures. Really cool. I like it. Pretty neat. But it's just high res. High rise building. That's it. It's nothing else. Yay. This is on Deezing, so I'm looking out. There's one really cool one if you go Deezing. 10 houses that showcase Mexico contemporary architecture. I really like those. I like the way they do things. It's a little blocky, but no, it's, you're in that. Places like that, I'd be better off with these concrete things. Concrete or brick. Better have a good airflow. You don't need AC. That's what my friend told me. No, you don't. You don't need AC. And you have some part of the house. Yes, AC, but you're going to spend more time outside. Just have a window open. It's like, wow. Maybe buy a house over there. Start my cafe in Mexico. Hey, that's a good idea. What did everybody think? But I don't know. I don't mind here, but I like to go live by a beach somewhere. Maybe even Texas. I'll be like, yeah, it's fine. Depends. If California comes back, if the governor get kicked out, we get somebody else in there. Actually, we can fix stuff. So yeah, maybe I'll go back. But for now, I don't know. I don't know yet where I'm gonna go. Maybe we'll end up being Hawaii. I'm like, oh. Like the one of my listeners streaming out Mahalo means thank you. Aloha. Aloha. The best I heard from guys, locals from Hawaii. I think a lot of them say mainlanders, right? They say those guys came from USA. So, huh? What's USA? It's USA. Wait a second. Hawaii is USA. Yeah, but no, the mainlanders. We call it USA. You're from USA. Like, oh, that's the best. Yeah, so anyway, we'll see what happens. Where I'm going to go. What I'm going to do. I don't know. Maybe somebody came out and say, I want you to do this. I'll say, yeah, do that. Or just confirm my MDX to a sleeping SUV. No, fix it up. Or, you gotta put the suspension, push it up. Get some new suspensions. Get some new stuff. Yeah, and just go drive around till I find something. Put a camper thing on top. I can sleep in a camping ground. Just until I find something. I could go that way too. So, if I'm doing that, I'm definitely getting Lenovo. I've been looking at this camera for a long time. I've been trying to find a way so if I could actually use it. Let's see, camera, they have dark rooms. Holy cow. Lenovo. And the digital bags, I can get those. The big panels. Just, that's all digital bag. They do have adapters. They have a camera adapter. You can just put the digital bag on the back. Hasselblad thing. Or leaf. I think you can put a leaf in there. Not sure. So you can still go digital if you wanted to. But it's nothing like film. Let's see, dark room. What does it say? They have a dark room product. Wow. Well, they have enlargers. Oh. Digital enlargers? Or just regular enlargers? Oh, no, they. This is all chemical stuff. Old school. Great. Like it. So, if I go on the road, like I said, I'll take one of these cameras with me. I bought the tripod for it. Or like, really sturdy one. It's for video, but I like that. I like the video one better than just the regular one. Because in the middle, you got the panel, the arms, makes it more stable. Of course, I have three other tripods I can use. But anyway, find out. But I saw this the first time I saw these cameras. I'm just like, oh. Remember, and I saw they actually sell the papers and stuff, and I saw Ilford. I'm like, oh, this. Remember all of them. Remember how much they cost, and you can get the. In the old days, we get a bunch of us pitching the money, and you get the Ilford film, but in like rolls, like almost like movie set rolls. It's huge. They cut it. Get like a certain amount of roll, cut it, and it's like, yeah, that's good enough. split. Well, sometimes we actually cut, we wind up the little films canister you can buy separately. You can use the old one, Kodak, it will work. Roll them up, say roughly, okay, it's probably, this is probably 32, 36. I roll and cut the ends off. So here's one, two, then in the box, and so, okay, everybody. Everybody chipped in. Here it is. Take it. Take your share. Get through it that way. But it was fun. We had so much fun doing this. That's a lot of fun. But of course we didn't. I never used the Linhof. That's the Linhof thing with the, it's like accordion thing. That's Linhof. I never used Linhof. Well, I have all the old school SLR, film SLR cameras. I use that a lot more. I did learn a few things from Linhof, but just okay. Do I need to keep going with this, or can I do something? Nah, no need. Okay. So I never caught on to it. But later on, I had to start doing tilt shift. I just realized what I was missing. Like, man, maybe I should get one of these. So I guess I will use this one day. I don't know when, but there are a lot of cool things you can do with it. And you can do the silver on glass too, if you want to. Actually, I have to take the class. I forgot what the chemistry, like what do you have to do? You can watch on YouTube, it's a little different. Need a lab for that. Now how do you build a small lab to fit inside a SUV or a van? Like a portable lab, like the old school. Old days when they have horse carriages and they're taking pictures. They made this tiny little labs. It's really neat. Yeah, so maybe that. I don't know. I don't know what I'm going to do, where I'm going to go. Just let it happen. If it works out, works out. Doesn't. No, take it easy instead of, oh my God, you gotta. Bypass. It's all noise. Like the news, it's all noise. American Idol has a warrant. Oh. Biden, oh. Michael Douglas and Deborah Winger, oh. Nice. Celebrate National Superhero Day. Heroes, really? This is a National Superheroes Day. What? Well, I don't know. Heroes? Only two, I would say is, one is Thor, okay. The other one is Gal Gadot, which is Wonder Woman, but that's it. Only two. Everybody else? Who? Who? Where? What? Who, where, what, well, when? Willie Nelson, still around. Wow. 89. Like to go see his farm with the horses. Excellent. And there was a year ago or something, there was a news where Willie Nelson died. Somebody tweeted that and it went viral. And we was like, oh, rest in peace. Like, dude, the guy's still alive. It's at the concert, man. What's going on? Wait a sec. Who? Where? When? What? Craziness. If you look at Twitter now, yeah, it's craziness. Well, of course. Some people came back. You got account restored. Well, here's the thing. That's, you don't like them, block them. But they shouldn't be banned from public speaking space. I think that's what you know, saying. It's not about left, it's not about right. People got banned for no reason. Why are they banned? Well, because they said something you didn't like? Well, then don't listen. Walk away. That's in the public, physically, right? You just walk away and say, yeah, nah, I'm not gonna listen. Old days, that's what people did. But new days, like, I can't sit there and do nothing. And they will physically go attack, right? That's not right. I mean, you can do it, but you get busted. It's not cool. But you voice your reason in a public forum. And they voiced their reason. Maybe you got a little more physical, but hey, it's public forum. It's public space. You can say whatever you want. No, but understanding that if you say this thing, you're going to just consequences. It's a certain, you got to give some respect. If you don't, the consequences. That's what he wants. Bring it back to, which I'm like, okay. I mean, we're still kind of looking at this, like, you know, it could change later, who knows. But hopefully it stays like that. But that's what Twitter was in the beginning. It was just open. It's when the politics got involved, the big companies got involved. People say, I'm with this big company. And I say something, since I took the money from the government tell me I cannot say this. It's like, no, that's not cool. Right? It's being bought. The banning thing is being bought. It's like, yeah, we finally got the power to knock you out. Say, hey, in public. No, it's like having military come in and just kick you out. I guess which country is doing that, right? That's not cool. Open space. Keep it open. And that's it. That's what happened. And you don't like it? Block it. That's your choice. You don't have to listen to them. Or they can block you. You don't have to listen. But what he really wanted to do is the whole ID thing. That's the part of like, social credit score. That's the only part. Okay. No, that might not be a cool thing. Because some people just don't want to be part of that system at all. I don't want to be ID. But can I still be on Twitter? Or is it going to be to the... Eventually, it's going to be like, you have to prove who you are, then get on. But that will clean up a lot of things, little things. And that will keep everybody sort of like thinking before they say something. Yeah. Like if you're going to push somebody down on Twitter, guess what? People know who you are now. You can't hide behind like a name, right? That's you. They can find out who it is. And because of that, people think, okay, maybe I should push the way I did it. Maybe I should be more intelligent, have a conversation with the person and tell them, this is my point. What do you think? So it brings back the conversation, which was missing. Whole decade, even more, just like one side is, you are this, blah blah blah, the other side is, you are that, blah, blah, blah. And there's no conversation between. So maybe that's what I was thinking. Maybe that's what Elon thinks, and we bring it back. You know, the conversation, the debate, the real debate, none of those fake stuff. No, not the way they did it for the past few years. So we give you 10 minutes for each, and the only people they like get 10 minutes. The other people like, they would just interrupt. So you shorten the minute. It's like, no, it's not cool. Can't do that. Yeah. It's like the people didn't have the power, didn't have the money, all of a sudden got that. Whoa. And they lust in it. L-U-S-T, lust. And then it's like, oh, I can do this. Oh, I'm big now. Yesterday I was small, but today I'm big. I can say what I want, do what I want. I can knock that person out, knock this person out. It's like, yeah, but there's consequences when you do that. And they got away, right? But now there's consequences. Guess what? Elon bought Twitter. They're freaking out. Well, that's the consequences of your actions. I'm not just talking about left side, I'm talking both sides. People who were hiding behind their icons. It's like, uh-oh. Gotta be responsible. Yeah. It's public square. Be responsible. No, you're not gonna go to the shopping mall and just strip your clothes off and it's like, woo, and you can do it. But guess what? The security guard comes. Where something happens, or some guy will just say, yeah, whoa, get this guy out, right? It's like, oh, your kid's over here. You can do it. Just realize the consequences. And that's it. That's what you have to think all the time. Like, do things like beginning I said, do things and learning things and perfect it like you mean it. That's one. Second is when you be responsible and understand the consequences of things, the cause and effect of what you do. If I do this, what will happen? I'm weighing on it. Is that conservative thinking or is that wise thinking? I always thought it's wise thinking. It's not conservative. It's like, okay, I'm going to say these things, I'm going to do this thing. You know, waiting in. Two things. There's two things to live for. Guidance, maybe. I don't know. Maybe it's my guidance. Anyway, I went over 50 minutes, so this is it for today. So, have an excellent Friday. Wonderful Friday. Great weekend. You know, stay off the blue screen as much as you can because it drowns you. Do real stuff. Do something real. Take a deep breath. Go outside. Take a deep breath. And that's it. And stop following crazy people. Stop the noise. Civilization came and went. Earth still here. So don't even think. Don't think about it much. Civilization will destroy itself. Always does. But your soul keep coming back. Hey. Or maybe not. Maybe this first time. Doesn't matter. But there's a way back. So just let it be. That's it. Just do your thing. Like, yeah, whatever. Somebody say, yeah, you suck. But like, hey, you suck too. Just have the attitude. Like a lot of people say now, don't take crap. Well, they say the S word, I say crap. Don't take crap and don't give any crap. A good lesson of life. So, yeah, that's it for the week. And I'll be back on Monday. Have a great day. I'll see you.